1450 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with a whole group of gentlemen here today, some of my favorite people, in fact, Little Apple Barbershop Chorus, and Don Thompson, the show producer of their big spring show coming up, also Mark Robb, Tom Neal, and of course Chuck Marr. So appreciate all four of you being here today, and lots to talk about. I know this is a pretty big program for you this year, Don. It's a special anniversary.
It is. It's just going to be a special presentation. It's our 40th. Anniversary. It was March of 1977 when we performed our first show. We actually chartered in 1976, but our first actual show was in 1977. And we've selected for this particular performance some songs that were performed over those last 40 years. Now, we've sung over 600 songs during that time, so we've pared it down a little bit. And we're going to sing some of what we think are our favorites, and we hope that are some of our audience favorites as well. But there's a lot of moving parts in this show, a lot of things. We got a song and dance man coming in to perform with us. We're going to honor our community heroes again. And we have some ROTC students from Kansas State that will help us with a patriotic salute. We got 60 middle schoolers coming in to sing with us. Not only for us, but with us, and that's going to be a really special time. So, and we've got a lot of other special things going on, too. That was just a short list of some of the things that we'll do. So this is really exciting. It's been a lot of fun to prepare for this show.
I imagine so, and it's always so much fun to enjoy it. And I know, Mark, if you kind of want to share with us, Mark, as I mentioned, is the president, and just sort of an interesting development that we want to share with folks today.
Yeah, we... some of our fans may remember our longtime director, Ken Lang, directed for 38 years, retired at last year's spring show, apparently prematurely. We brought in a new director in August, Michael Brown, out of Junction City. He teaches vocal music over there, and he's done a wonderful job for us. He directed our chorus for the Christmas show in December. After that, however, some unexpected school commitments came up and didn't allow Michael to be with us as often as we needed him with us to get ready for this show for the spring. Fortunately, Ken Lang had stayed with us and was singing in the bass section and volunteered to step up and direct this show for us, and he's been directing all our rehearsals and getting us ready for the show. We were very lucky to have Ken there, and maybe it was fitting that he has directed us for 38 years. Now he's going to direct this 40th anniversary show. We're going to have another great headliner quartet this year, Boardwalk, based out of Atlanta, comprised of four international competition veterans. They're a comedy quartet. They'll provide for a lot of laughs and a little bit of groaning from the audience. We're just really happy to provide international quality quartets for our shows.
Very, very good. And I know you are known for that, in fact. I know a lot of times they end up going on and, you know, I mean, they go on and do wonderful things at the national level. Going on to Tom Neal, who's the show chair, and I guess we better tell people when, what, and all that information, where, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's our 40th anniversary celebration. The show begins at 2:30 this Saturday at McKean Auditorium. The 2:30 is the Manhattan Dixieland, Barefoot Dixieland Band performing, and then we actually hit the stage with the chorus at 3 o'clock. The tickets are available at McKean now. The McKean box office is open from 11:30 to 4:30 every day, and they'll be open a half hour before show. You can still get tickets from a chorus member if you know one and grab hold of them and ask for tickets. Also, through Wednesday, up until Wednesday, you can get tickets from our website, littleapplechorus.org. So it's still available for the tickets, and we hope that everybody comes out for it. It's going to be a great show.
We sure, go ahead. We didn't talk about this before we went on air, so hopefully Dave doesn't mind us doing this spur of the minute, but I guess you have some tickets you're wanting to give away.
Yeah,
on air.
We have four tickets. We'll give two tickets each for callers that come in, and we'll let Dave have you organize that.
Okay, so call us at 537-1350, and we'll let Dave handle that and give away some tickets here. And, of course, that's for the big 40th anniversary celebration, 40th annual spring show that's going to be held this coming Saturday afternoon. Anything else we want to explain to folks while we have you on the microphone, Tom?
No, it's pretty straightforward. It's it's really a great show. I think, you know, we've got an excellent quartet coming in, an internationally known quartet to come in to augment the show. A lot of special quartets singing as well.
Phone is ringing. I see the phone ringing. Both lines were lit up here a moment ago, so hopefully we'll get those tickets out. Well, we'll move on to Chuck now, and Chuck is Chuck Marr is chapter secretary and chair of the Award of Harmony Selection Committee, and some interesting things to say on this. And Chuck, I know every year the chorus does present the Harmony Award, and I'll let you explain what that's all about.
Sure. Well, this is not an award for musical harmony, but this is for an individual in our community that has done a lot to create a feeling of goodwill and harmony within our community. We've done this for 40 years. We've selected over that time a wide range of civic and business and religious and leaders, as well as community volunteers. And this is usually announced at the show. As a matter of fact, most of the time our chorus members don't know who the recipient is until they arrive and see the show program. But once in every 40 years, we're going to make an exception this year because the recipient, do you think your audience might be interested?
We might get a scoop here. Okay. If you want to go ahead. I've been very careful, or tried to be. Go ahead if you want.
Our recipient this year is none other than Kathy Dawes. Very, very deserving member of our community who keeps us informed and does a lot to outreach to the community. So we're very, very pleased to be able to offer this. And so if you would like to see Kathy in person, you're welcome to come and see her receive the Award of Harmony this year.
Well, I am extremely flattered. And when I got word of this, I was just totally humbled. I just couldn't believe it. But I so appreciate it. And, of course, this community has come to mean so much to me in the 16 years that I've lived here. So, but I really do appreciate that, and very special honor there. So moving along, and I'm not very often speechless, Dave Lewis.
Can we go ahead and tell who our winners are?
Sure.
Is that all right? Because yeah. This is kind of breaking information for you.
Of course
Barb Bussey got called in. So Barb Bussey's going as well as Ed Giroux. So both win two tickets to Saturday's show.
Well, that's
exciting.
That'll
be fun.
Well, and before we wrap up today, too, I know we always like to, other than just talk about the event itself, just briefly talk about what your chorus does, Don. And I don't know whether Don would be the better one or if Mark would be to kind of talk about some of this. But, you know, kind of remind us again what your chorus is all about. And the proceeds from this show go to very worthy causes.
Well, good. Thank you for this opportunity. Yeah, well, we sing... We perform two shows at McCain Auditorium every year, or at least have in the past 40 years. Well, we haven't been in McCain for 40 years, but we've been doing it for 40 years, and we have advanced to this wonderful facility at McCain, and we're happy to have that. But we sing there in the spring, and then we do a Christmas show. In the last 6 years, we've done a Christmas show, and that's become kind of an annual family tradition. It's been very well accepted by the community. But we sing with the municipal band in the Arts in the Park program usually every summer. We sing in churches when choirs are on vacation, and we come in and sing for those things. We're going to sing at the Memorial Day Veterans, Kansas Veterans Cemetery celebration on the 31st, I believe it is, or Monday, whatever Memorial Day weekend is. And then we do, of course, other performances if we're available and can do that. And the proceeds from all of our shows, at least 95% of it goes back out to the public schools and to subsidize their vocal music programs. As we all know, the school district's money is being cut, seems like, monthly now. But that's an area that we can identify with, and we try to support as much as we can. We've given thousands and thousands of dollars over the last just few years, actually, maybe 4 or 5 years that we've been doing that. But, that's helped. And, you know, on Saturday, the weather's supposed to be perfect.
Yes, it is. Yes, that's what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm. Now, it could be time to work out in the yard. But this show starts at 3 o'clock, or the pre-show at 2:30, so the work outside could be done early, I'm sure, and time to relax and have a absolutely great time. One of the things we enjoy about rehearsing, sometimes we'll have a bad day and say, my gosh, I don't know if I want to go down and do this. And once we get down there and get done, you just feel like a new person. And we hope that our audience does too. And I think the people that have come over the years and supported us so well always tell us, you know, how good they feel when they get done with one of our programs. So we look forward to presenting it that way and hope that everybody will come out.
I know the feeling. Music has been my therapy my entire life. And anything else, President Mark Robb, you want to add before we wrap up today? And again, just encourage everyone to attend, I would guess.
Yeah, come out and watch us. You're going to be supporting the local area, local music programs, as Don alluded to. We have, I believe, in the last 4 years in scholarships and grants, extended more than $14,000 back into the vocal community. One of the things we do is we sponsor four scholarships at the Kansas State University Vocal Music Program for those students who are going to be teaching vocal music. Each year we give out four scholarships to those students, and we'll be doing that again this year.
Well, again, our thanks to all four of you for stopping by today. Again, Don Thompson, Mark Robb, Tom Neal, Chuck Marr with a little Apple Chorus, and really appreciate you coming in. The big spring show coming up on Saturday. We'll take a break. And when we come back, we have Melissa Kirkwood and Ryan McKee from Manhattan Parks and Recreation has some things to share with us also today. You're listening to In Focus.